That means why it said الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة. That means in dunya only we can make all of these things. Once we go to akhirat, there is no more motion of potentiality to actuality. All this motion is here. There is a slow motion in barzakh. That's why there are things we can learn quickly here, but it must be a matter of thousands of years in barzakh to learn those things. We might do a very little sin here, but because there is less little motion to correct that sin and take away the effect of that sin from the nafs, it might be subject of hundreds of years of punishment in barzakh, because motion is slow, there is no matter there. That is in between material world and the universe of aql. So that is why this material world is so important for the creation and growth of insan. And that is why we do honor it, we respect it, and we have built Kaaba around it, and then we go around it. But this is, of course, do not take from what I said. Do not take that when we do ibadat, when we do tawaf of Kaaba, we do not have much regard to the place, remember. That's only in a stone. Okay? But we still respect that place as place of Dahwul Arz, that place which came out of the water first time. So I tell you something to make you more crazy. Of course, I haven't said anything. I just tell you a notion. I only touch the issue. I don't go into it. This issue is called Ratq or Fatq. Ratq means opening. Fatq means closing in Arabic. You remember, there is in Quran the word for it. Ratq and Fatq. Okay? This is a concept, but the concept that I'm telling you has got backing of Ahadith and Quran too. And I know there are people, I want to make sure you understand this part, that there are people, I have seen people and you might have seen, the moment you raise a concept, say, no, where is, who has said that? And then they want to totally reject it and not even to listen to it. Whereas when it comes to material concept, even when you hear, look at this, you hear coffee is very good. Scientifically they say coffee is very good for health. You start to drink so much coffee. It has happened in my life 3 times. It has been changed. Again, I have read articles that says coffee is very bad. It creates cancer. Then we have stopped all the coffee drinking. So see how we get affected by even this. We go and we open internet, we Google it, and then we bring all those information. What does the coffee do? All the effect it has in biological terms. We go as much as try to understand, though we are not, I mean, like me, I'm illiterate in biology, but I try to understand biologically what coffee does. And then I start to practice. It means I start to drink it. Or when it's said otherwise, I do the same thing. I start to understand biologically why it is bad. So what I'm saying, every material concept, physical concept, when it's introduced, we show so much interest. We go and even practice it. We know that as a principle, science is far away to be perfect. We know that. We know that science is something which is still, after so much of advancement, is still in the state of try and error. We have got all these physical advancements up to Newtonian era, up to Einstein, which everything is fixed beautifully. And you know the Newtonian physics, which is everything is fixed. I mean, you can give the distance between two places, and then you can calculate the velocity, and then you can gather the germ and the weight and things like that. So it was everything so perfectly. That was the, see, this in science, this was the work of thousands of years of humankind. Had worked in physics, and when it reached to Newton, he thought he has made it. Yes, he made it. And when he discovered all those physical laws and rules, especially mostly into universe, into galaxies. But the whole thing was diminished when Einstein came, I think about 300 years after. Einstein came and brought his new concept of motion, how motion matters. It's a fourth dimension of matter and all of this. And what most of the, a lot of things about of Newton was no more correct. And then even now after Einstein, you know that Einstein was always surprised and amazed that issue of that uncertainty in matter. He couldn't resolve this issue of uncertainty. And he lost his mind thinking of, well, what about the God? Because to him, God is a fixed, set thing. So anyway, in physics, that is when quantum was developed. When quantum was developed, then they realized even the matter, even those atoms around the circuit, they go around the circuit, in a circuit around the nucleus, even they realized those atoms that are circulating around the nucleus, they are like waves. It's only issue of probability. They cannot even calculate at every second where any of these atoms are. They can say it's most probably here or most probably there. So I don't know really anything about physics, but I've read when I was studying quantum, I learned these things, that even when it comes to atoms around the nucleus, they are not sure where the atoms are. So it's so much uncertain. And you know that there is another, this issue of uncertainty. The moment they want to scrutinize and go become so close to the issue of learning the measuring the speed, immediately they lose the location. When they try to focus too much on location, they lose the speed. This is two things paradoxical in physics. They have not resolved it. This is, they call it principle of uncertainty. So
duality
is issue of a conversion between wave and matter. But anyway, not going too much into this. What I want to say is, science is far from being certain. The moment we are proposed by a scientific concept, we jump into it. We like to know about it. We talk about it. Even we take pride in, you know that. Sometimes we take pride to talk about all these scientific concepts. When it comes to intellectual gathering, people talk about what Professor So has done and what the other person has done. But when it comes to concept of spirituality, people, they don't even want to know about it. So I tell you about this concept, which is relates to Dahwul Az and relates to months of Zalqadeh, is the work of Allama Hassan Zadeh. It doesn't mean 100% without any doubt, beyond any doubt, all of these are correct and perfect. But this is a concept worth to hear about. It's issue of Ratq and Fath. Allama Hassan Zadeh is an astrologist as well. Astronomy? Astronomist as well. Very good astronomist. He knows Hayat, what is referred to, about the positions of stars and how they work. He says that there are ahadith, which for instance, Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked about Adam, Hazrat Adam. He says, which Adam? Imam Ali says, which Adam? That means there is not only one Adam. There is more than one. And there is, unfortunately, I have not refreshed myself on the issue of Ratq or Fath, so I don't want to go to bring the ahadith support for it. But in there is support of Quran and Hadith for the concept, but leave it for, if there is, we get a chance and a time, inshallah I explain that topic. I have to refresh my detailed information about it. But basically it says, Allama Hassan Zadeh gathers from all these things. He says, Earth is almost every 180,000 years goes under the water. What happens in this Earth? Of course, he explains very precisely that when the angle between that star and this star becomes so many degrees, and angle between the other star, and I don't really know all those details about it, becomes this much, this degrees, then Earth goes under the water. And we know that scientists knows this much, and they say this much, that they have all this Earth has come out of the water. And they also say that it goes under the water. He says 180,000 years the Earth is above the water, the way it is now. He says after 184,000 years it goes under the water, and for about 2 million years remain under the water. And he says every 2 million years when earth wants to come out of the water, that is a new dahwul earth happens. That means a place which opens up, the first time comes on out of the water, that place is called dahwul earth. That is when earth starts to expand out of the water. And of course then there is a lot of implication to this topic, to this talk, to this concept. That means we have got so many, I mean there are hadiths that they talk about so many thousand, probably, I can't even remember when, that Adam, it says somebody sees a ruh of an Adam and he asks him, I am Adam. He says, yes, Adam are 40 circles back. 40 circles back means 40 times dahwul arz. Every time dahwul arz happens, Sadia, you look at me like the look of a wise and at an idiot. I know that. I look like that. No, I look like that when I say this thing, but I'm telling it to you so that you know there are so many Islamic Irfanic concepts even exist that we know nothing about it. And then, as I said, that these are backed up by hadith from A'imma alayhi wa salam. And then there are lots of questions. Then who are A'imma? Do they have imam? And are imams are the imam of them? Do we have more than 12 or 14 masculine? So all these questions happens. But anyway, so dahwul arz is importance and magnificence of dahwul arz is the first time for our era, at least. If we agree, accept that concept. If you don't think about that concept, the first time earth coming out of the water was dahwul arz, in that place under Kaaba on 25th of Dhulqa'dah. It's a very important day because the whole humanity, insaniyat, is started from that time and from that place. So that's why there are certain a'mal for that day. And that's why it has got ibadat of so many years, 70 years, I mean very short ibadahs are there. You go and read them and inshallah. So going back to the issue of Tawbah, so that's part of a good time for using the opportunity to do Tawbah on that dahwul arz. And don't forget about the three Sundays still left, including today, for Dhulqa'dah. Yes?
So what was Ratq
and Fatq? Ratq means opening. I said Fatq means closing. Why I said, what was the relationship of that to this? Allama Hasan Zadi says, in Ratq, that is when those two angles open up, earth goes under the water. Earth comes from out of the water. When Fatq, which is closeness, happens, earth goes under the water. That opening and closing is that angle between some positions of the stars. Okay?
This is also mentioned in the Quran.
Of course, not the whole concept. These words, Ratq and Fatq.
Can you
Ratq and Fatq. Ratq. Fatq. Okay. So, anyway, going to the issue of... So I just wanted to give you a little bit of touch or taste of that. What is dahwul arz? What is... that we do, that there is a concept that there is more than one in Adam and there are group circles. And this circle, of course, whether this circle ends, these are the issue of time. We are trapped in time and we say, how many times Allah has done that? Inshallah, we have to learn so much that we know that issue of how many times, these are all issue of material world. Allah is not bound to any time. Yes? So, we will go back to that hadith that I read about. Okay, it's about 1 hour we are talking. Shall I leave it for next week? What time is it?
It's 20 past four.
20 past four. Okay, I'll leave it for next week because if I go to this issue, to the rewired, it will take at least another good 20 minutes. So inshallah, until next week, by Muhammad Al Muhammad Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.